Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hey, Chef, on the way with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Some cooking tips. Maybe you're making some mistakes in the kitchen.
Sure,
Chef's going to help you out. Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way right after these emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
All the Men's Room, I'm writing in for myself this year, since I know no one else will. It's been one heck of a year, and you guys were the only thing that kept me sane during these months. So, for my 27th, gonna get a pep talk from the Ted Smith about going to rehab later this month, played over the sound of maybe a little turtle sex. I love you guys. That from Skyler.
All right, going to rehab. Well, congratulations. The first step is going to rehab. It seems like that part's out of the way. Now, I'm sure the next 30, 60, 90 days, I don't know how long you're in for, they're going to be rough. They're going to be tough. But you're also going to remember friends and family that actually matter and care and will be there when you get out. Good job. You can do it.
Do some push-ups. Masturbate a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of a serious one.
You can do that one. You can still do that.
Well, are you in a room? I think it depends.
Masturbate?
Just make eye contact with them. They'll stop looking at you.
I don't know. I'm just worried there's like somebody in the dude in the bed next to this guy.
That's what I mean. Yeah, maintain eye contact. Yeah. They'll look away.
Just look up at the wall.
Or maybe Skylar's a lady.
Mm-hmm. All of it, y'all, is today is my... Well, she can still masturbate. Today is my 31st trip around the sun. No one's going to give me a shout out today. So you got to go to your house. So I have to do it myself. I'm a flooring installer, so I'd love the dirty Germans could talk about the joys of banging wood and laying rug. Also, a big happy Chinooka. Thanks, bitches. That from Anthony.
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah, of course we like to bang the floors and lay in the luxurious rug that has disappeared in recent years.
Yeah, every time I lay the rug, it reminds me of the 70s, the early 80s, or maybe just that one tab you clicked on.
Yeah, it used to be wall-to-wall carpeting, also known as thigh-to-thigh.
Yeah.
Guys, my wife Missy is turning 37 today. She thinks your show is disgusting. But I still play it in the car whenever I can. May I please request a birthday from the Dirty Germans wishing her the dirtiest possible birthday. How dirty can you be on the radio? Thanks, guys. That from Andy.
Yeah, she thinks we are disgusting. You would not believe what will happen tonight to make the show seem like the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, she wants disgusting? Yeah, that is tough. What can you say? Do you ever have those little snacks that come into the vending machines, the snowballs?
Yeah, she always wanted the pearl necklace.
Guys, big happy birthday to my dad, Greg Bash. Mom calls him her sailor man. No sound bites, please. Just a happy birthday. Thanks, guys. That from his son, Chatter. Birthday wishes for my beautiful girlfriend, Crystal, who turns 41 today. Could you get an inspirational quote from Miles and maybe Mickey and Goofy talking about Polish sausage, if possible? Thank you, guys, and love you, babe. That from Paul. All right, let's see here. Crystal. Okay. Crystal, just remember, during sex, it's perfectly fine to say, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And yes, yes. But if you want to make it really awkward, just say yep a lot. Yep. 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 Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does that feel good?
Yep.
Yep.
About the best you ever had?
Yep. Yep. Well, guys, I don't know what to tell you about this Polish sausage, and don't read into this, but oddly enough, my penis is from Poland.
You know, he's not kidding. Have you ever seen a dog penis? It looks a lot like a Polish sausage.
Thanks, Mick.
Actually, it looks a little more like a kielbasa, with that red hue to it.
Like a bloodwurst.
That's your nickname.
Well,
hey,
I feel like that one's a little darker.
Okay. You want to see? Yeah. Oh, Goofy's bloodwurst.
Guys, I want to wish my dad Sam a happy birthday.
I don't surf that in the Magic Kingdom.
He's the
Goofy's bloodwurst.
He's the best father or grandson anyone can ask for. So could you please give him a Homer Simpson fish sandwich? Hey, Coach Ted, talking about opening season for baseball. Go Dodgers! Lots of love from Heather, Bob, and Jacob.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Well, I mean, if you're a Dodgers fan, it's probably the best spring training you've seen in I don't know how many years because you won the championship last year. You still have Mookie Betts? I mean, let's be honest. The Dodgers are probably going to win a championship again. But with that said, enjoy it. You're a Dodgers fan. Maybe I'll even go to a game this year. Maybe.
Supposed to go last year at opening day.
Yeah, man, that's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm. With Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Free drinks. Dodger dogs.
Mm-hmm. Who are they playing?
What's that?
Do you remember who they were playing?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It's opening day at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I was not there for the game.
All the men's room, my ass hat husband, I've been married to him for 25 years, is having a birthday today. He absolutely loves your show on KISW, and every year has wanted me to surprise him by emailing you on his birthday, and every year I forget. His name is Dana Snodgrass. He is 50 years old today. We've had a rough few years. He's battled and beat cancer, among other things. But he is the best husband and father, and it'll mean so much if you give him a birthday shout-out. He requested a barbershop quartet fish sandwich and a Here Comes the Dope Pusher. Thanks so much, and have a great day. That from Jackie.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night. And
here comes the Dope Pusher.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thanks for coming out today. It's a beautiful day out there. Or is it a dreary day? Who knows? Am I even here right now? Am I messing with your mind? Coming straight from the back of the kitchen. All right. Now, here's the problem. A lot of people like to cook. A lot
sure.
of people make simple mistakes. They do them all the time in their home. Now, I said I bet everybody in here has made one of these mistakes, but I don't know. Like, Miles, you haven't made one lately. I'm sure you've made one of these. Thrill, you cook for a while, so you might not have made these mistakes. But here's the deal. A lot of people, first of all, just, you know, if you don't grow up with, like, a parent that cooks a lot, you wouldn't know half this stuff.
Sure.
And a lot of people are going to learn from their parents how to cook anyhow.
Right.
So you see somebody making these mistakes, you wouldn't give it two thoughts.
Mm-hmm. That's just what it tastes like.
Right. So these are five cooking mistakes basically people are making according to chefs. Number five, stop constantly checking your food in the oven. Every time you open the door, heat flies out, and your oven has to preheat again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's true. You'll even hear a click and do it.
Yep. Now, I will say this. I will allow you to peek in the oven if your oven doesn't have a light.
That's fair.
I don't think the amount of grease on that window will allow me to even see through there. And as many times I've tried to clean it, I'm not sure I can just see in.
That is a legit problem.
Even if I had like a spotlight in there, right. I'm still not sure I can get through the splatter to see what's happening. But I have to peek in, Ted.
It's like looking through a frosted window. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, it's just...
Like, I lived in a place once that, like, it just didn't have a light in the oven. So I was like, mm-hmm. dude, like... I gotta check the cheese, right? Like it was just a frozen pizza. But I was like, I gotta check the cheese, like, see if it's actually done.
But that's right. Yep.
Yeah. I would also say sometimes, you know, you ever have a range that cooks like uneven?
Sure.
Yeah.
You
depending on how much you stuff that range with, too.
No, but some of them cook uneven.
Yeah. Like I cooked a Papa Murph's once, and one side was burned. The other side was barely cooked.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. So, I mean, test out that oven. Move stuff around. Now, this one is just fun, and you should do it all the time. Taste everything as you go and adjust if something doesn't taste right. That way, there's still time to fix it.
I feel like most people do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I always do. It's one of those things where by the time you actually serve the food you've made, you might not be in the mood for it anymore.
Well, and it's one of those things, too. Most people starting out aren't good cooks. Like, don't forget, like, you got to season stuff before or during. Like, if you're seasoning it at the end, you didn't
get messed up, right?
Yeah, right.
No question.
And I say it all the time. What am I going to say, Thurl? Salt.
You look good in those jeans.
Oh, salt. Right. Salt. We can always add more in, but we can't take it out.
You do say that all the time.
Yeah. You're the best kisser ever.
Yeah.
Well, people over salt stuff all the time.
Always. Because they had a ton in the process. Like, just wait, man. It is okay.
Yeah. And a lot of times, things you buy already has that stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. And I would also recommend if you have dry seasonings to maybe put those in a little bit earlier than you would fresh. Sometimes it's just good to pop with a couple of fresh at the end.
Sure. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of meats, too. You can rub them down the night before and let them hang out for a while.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. I like to do that with chicken. This one says, don't leave a huge mess of pots and pans. Knock out those dishes during prep so that's not overwhelming at the end.
That is a big one. Clean as you go. It's very easy.
For me, it's not even so much the end. It's just always having room as I'm still. If it involves that many pots and pans, that means presumably I'm doing a lot of prep. So I need my space, man.
And if the pot's a little bit hot, it's easier to clean.
Yeah, I'm bad. Whatever it's cooked in, the final thing, that one will sit there. But, like, the cutting board, I always clean as I go or this or that.
Yep.
Mainly just because, like, I just hate, you don't want to put the cutting board in the dishwasher.
No, I do not.
Right.
And then you're going to use it the next night.
Thank you. That's the cutting board gets used constantly, right? Whether it's vegetables or vegetables or, like, I don't know, a sausage you just cooked or whatever. Like, I feel like the cutting board should always be clean because you're always going to
use it. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the cutting board.
How many cutting boards do you own?
So I have one of like the standard size, like, I don't know, what is that? It's like the hard plastic or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah, like three or four of those. What I use.
And then I have three of the little tiny wooden ones.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're serving lots of cheese, are we?
You know, I'm not. That's usually like if you're just going to slice up an apple or whatever.
Oh, right, okay.
It's shockingly.
It's very nice, though. It's great appearance.
It is. Somebody gave me that as a gift.
We know.
And then I have the old school cutting board that pulls out above your utensils.
Oh. All right. I have one of those, too. I'd never use it. I do not trust
that
thing.
I'm not sure I have one.
I use it once a year around Thanksgiving to cut up French bread.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah. Never use it the rest of the year. Okay. I don't know if I don't trust it or whatever. I'm just like, you know what? Also, it just seems like a pain to clean.
It does.
Yeah.
Because it's stuck inside the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the convenience of it, but I don't use it. Sticking with cutting here, we're talking about five cooking mistakes you're all making.
All of you.
I could see you. Back to knives. Don't use dull knives. You're more likely to cut yourself, so sharpen those blades up, then be careful.
Be very careful.
Right. We started talking about cutting boards. I forgot to mention. And stop cutting your vegetables unevenly. Basically, you want to cut your veggies even so that they cook at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And presentation.
Yeah.
If you care to look down and go, I really killed that.
And the only reason I care is from working in restaurants. Otherwise, it would never have crossed my mind. But I can't help myself but cut everything exactly the same.
And cut it for the meal that you're making. You know, it's different to cut onions for fajitas than it is to dice onions for tacos. Or whatever you're doing. They all kind of require a different look, shape, form. Even the carrots.
I'm bad with onions. I feel like I cut the onion different every time I cook.
I think what Miles said is it. Like, it depends what it is. If it's fajitas, I'm going big chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Or big long strips, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I always end up cutting them as, like, diced up as I can.
Here's the best example I can give you. You go to McDonald's, they have little teeny tiny onions on the hamburger.
Correct.
You
perfect. A quarter pounder, man. They got big ass onions on them.
Do they?
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, you gotta get a quarter pounder.
Big ass onions.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see a lot of reason for long onions in my own home.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if I cook a burger or make a burger, I'm going to put, like, a raw red onion on there.
Damn, brother, you got some long onions.
Long onion, man.
Anyone ever tell you that? It's terrifying to hear that in prison.
I just found some onion skin this morning in between, like, the oven and the cupboard.
Yeah, that's where it migrates.
Yeah, and I was like, I used a white onion last weekend. Like, what? How long's that onion skin been hanging out in there?
Onion skins are like the dust bunnies of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Obviously, 2020 was a long year for a lot of people. So there was 10 comfort foods that got us through. Now, I will tell you straight up that you could call this list comfort food, but it's also just kind of stuff people like and are easy to cook at home.
Okay.
So number 10 on the list, strawberry shortcake.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not a big dessert maker. I'm a dessert eater.
Well, strawberry shortcake, remember, though, you can always, it's more of a summertime thing, but you can always just buy that little six-pack of the sponge cake that already has hole in it. It's like a little disc. And then just put strawberries on there, cool whip it, boom, you're a pastry chef.
Boom, strawberry shortcake.
I guess you're 10 or
none of that strawberry drizzle stuff or anything?
We never did.
All right.
When I was a kid, that was just how we ate them.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 9, mashed potatoes.
Really? I can nail mashed potatoes.
When's the last time you had mashed potatoes?
Last week.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
I feel like I only eat mashed potatoes around the holidays.
I make them a lot.
Generally, that's when I eat them most. I don't mind them anytime, but generally, if I'm eating them, it's because it's part of the tradition, right?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. For whatever reason, I just don't make mashed potatoes at home.
Or I'm at a steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, right. Steakhouse and holidays are don't get me wrong.
Man, I'm into meatloaf.
Sounds like, man,
I got to have mashed potatoes with meatloaf.
I love mashed potatoes.
Kind of like my homemade TV dinner.
You know? There you go.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love mashed potatoes. Number 8 on the list, these are comfort foods that got us through 2020. Chicken noodle soup.
Well, isn't that like the anytime comfort whatever? Is it because it brings us comfort, or is it because we think it does? You know what I mean? Every kid, you're kind of indoctrinated to believe that chicken noodle soup is some magical thing, and mom hooks you up. It's like a very comforting moment. I don't know that it makes me feel any better.
I think it does.
I don't. Maybe
you,
it does.
No, I mean placebo-wise.
Yeah, placebo, for sure.
No matter what.
I mean, look, I do it. Yeah. Every time I get sick with, it doesn't matter if it's cold, flu, whatever, chicken noodle soup.
All right, there you go.
Stomach's upset, have some chicken.
But man, if you take the time to make homemade, it's really good.
Yeah, but Campbell's did it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a homemade style Campbell's.
Oh. Style, yeah.
Thrill, number 7 on this list of comfort food that got us to
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No, but you ate this a lot. It's been one of your newer things that you like to eat at home. Chicken. And
biscuits.
Dumplings.
Oh.
All right, yeah, basically the same thing.
Pretty close.
It's called You're right, man. That is, God damn, that is good. It is so good.
It's so thick and heavy, though.
It is thick, it is heavy, but man, if it's rainy out or anything, I'm telling you, and it's just a pile of garbage.
It's a pile of carbohydrate paste.
And butter.
All right, these are comfort foods, guys, for 2020. Baked potato soup.
I've had that before. It's good.
I mean, have the baked potato.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a creamy soup with potatoes and bacon bits in it and cheese.
Yes.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in.
Pot roast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time I've had one, but
they're always good.
Pot roast is something. Carrots, potatoes. Yeah, pot roast is something I actually like to cook. But to me, that's just like an old school Sunday meal. You cook a pot roast.
It's pot roast.
Yeah. Another one, chili.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike's been all about the chili.
I never make chili the same way twice.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Know what the hell I'm throwing there. I'm like, what do I got?
Like, you have a general idea of where you want it to go.
Look at this. What's this?
But it's not like the last time.
Chicken and waffles.
Okay.
I've not done that. Because you got to make good fried chicken. I think that the key is good fried chicken, unless you can do that at home and nail it.
Well, you got to keep in mind, and everybody's not making this at home, dude. These are just the comfort foods.
Oh, the comfort foods that people are eating. Gotcha.
Right. I was like, I don't think I've ever made soup at home. chicken and waffles on the list, then just fried chicken.
Sure, man.
All right.
That's good anytime.
Big old bucket of chicken.
And that's what I'm saying there. Chicken and waffles, great fried chicken. So what's the number one comfort food that got people through 2020?
Pizza?
Pizza.
Nope. Simple. Everybody can make them. Children make them.
Macaroni and cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. Yeah. All right. There you go.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a police officer in Australia admitted to arresting a woman at a bar because she didn't make eye contact with him.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Whatever works, I guess.
What are you trying to
figure
out?
She just didn't look over at him?
Correct. I think it says because she didn't make eye contact with him. That tells me she was avoiding eye contact with him.
All right.
So what, like maybe he was talking to her and she would not look?
Maybe. I don't know.
So he arrested her because he can't take a hint.
Correct.
That's basically what I'm getting
at. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
That'll help.
Yeah.
Now she'll love you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No problem now, brah.
Get your embarrassed. Walk away.
Good thing.
69-year-old man poured kerosene on his 64-year-old brother and attempted to set him on fire.
We just don't know why.
Right.
More than that, how did he fail?
Because typically this is a Florida story.
I'm not wishing ill will, but like he's covered in kerosene. Yeah. How do you
did it?
Not then successfully light them on fire.
But it's a Florida story. At the end of this, it's always like it was over a donut.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's always a...
Right.
There's always more to it.
No, he just... 69, he's 64. Let's just end it. An 18-year-old bought her first lotto ticket 4 days after her birthday. Ready for this, Miles?
Mm-hmm.
$25,000 she won.
Nice.
4 days after she was actually eligible to actually buy the ticket.
Mm-hmm. Starting strong.
Yeah, man. That is probably the strongest you will ever get. She is ruined for lotto the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Person dressed as an alien and a person dressed as an alien stole a package off of a porch in Florida.
Now they can't identify him, I guess.
Right. I mean, I'm still mad that my package is lost, but I got to chuckle a little bit that it was stolen by an alien.
Well, at least they step. Look, we always argue, you know, how stupid are you to go to a place where you know you're on camera.
Right.
And then commit a crime. At least this guy goes, look, I'm still going to commit a crime. I'm going to dress like an alien.
Assume that you were always on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
Everywhere.
Right.
That's right. Meanwhile, someone stole an entire sidewalk in the UK.
Must have been brick.
Oh, you know what?
So they could repurpose it.
Yeah.
That makes some sense.
That's a lot more sense.
Right.
Either way, I'm impressed.
I mean, you can't really pick up a concrete slab if you've ever seen it. You basically have to take a jackhammer, bust that thing to a million pieces, then hide that under the deck you're building.
But even then, how easy is it to remove a brick sidewalk? You know, you're still having to get after it.
It's that either way, it's impressive. Right. But I think Miles just makes more sense that the pieces you're left with are something you can repurpose.
Right. It does make more sense.
Unless you're in the mob, in which case those pieces of cement, you can chain those around the feet of the people you're trying
if
to
you're in the mob, you got a bricklayer. He'll come take that stuff out.
Yeah,
that's right, man. Google announced that they're going to stop selling ads based on your browsing history.
Why?
I don't know, and that's the problem.
I mean, if you're going to hit me with a bunch of ads, if I have to see all of these ads every time I go online, I would prefer it if it's based on my search, because at least it's something interesting.
Okay, all right, look, I understand.
Or it's porn.
I understand looking at something, and I realize that when you go and you shop online, all those sites are individual.
Right.
But there should be some way for Google to know if the purchase was made. And so, like, for me, like, the biggest pain in the ass is, like, I know it's like, oh, my God, you're listening to me. But if I go buy something online, then those ads start popping up.
Right.
Like, I already bought it, dude. Like,
right.
Say you go buy an air fryer, right? Then all of a sudden, because of that, or you're looking at them, then air fryers pop up all over the place.
Right.
It's like, well, I bought an air fryer, but it doesn't know that.
Exactly. Obviously.
But they have the people to do the algorithms, which would just tell me, base it on the price of the item.
But
if you just bought an air fryer, do not bug them about air fryers because you're not going to buy 8 of them.
Right. But it knows already. Like, trust me, I have a buddy.
But I'm saying
his
if
company
you bought
does.
Tide Pods,
hit him in about 3 weeks. Remind him he needs right. time. Like things so, that you know.
I can't explain
repeat.
It, but I've had this conversation with him, and he's like, "No, the it's all this crazy okay. research." But it's basically like your air fryers are specific, but it's you're gonna buy something right. again. And I'm with you. I'm always like, why does it tell me something I just
like
bought?
If I just bought a car, yeah. why are you sending? I'm not it buying
it's
another
like,
car.
It's like I'm right. not shop. I'm not looking at this product on Google. I went straight to Amazon.
Doesn't matter. They sell your
bought,
info.
I bought the product. You know what I mean? I bought it within 5 minutes of looking at it.
Right.
And now I get all these ads up. You need an air fryer. Like, I just bought one. Right.
But I think Ted's point is that it kind of does it on an array of products. Yeah, that way, absolutely. If you were shopping or if you bought something that you will inevitably buy fairly soon, here you go. Here's a better one than the one that you bought.
I agree. I would just like it if I bought an air fryer. I know you know that I bought an air fryer. Instead of talking about an air fryer, like, hit me up with the TGI Fridays frozen food thing.
Oh, there yeah. you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, now I'm like, right, now you're tracking where I'm coming. If I buy a new car, don't tell me about a new car. Tell me about Armor.
I had an ad the other day for shoes that I bought. You know, like, I know, that's what they look like. I bought right. them.
I hope they hit you with an ad where you could have gotten them cheaper.
I had a,
now they're 40% off.
Now that would suck.
I mean, I started a fantasy football league, and we actually bought a trophy that is passed around, and we actually get new labeled brackets for the winner. I recently went on there because the season ended. I printed out the new bracket, and I got it back. And for months, I had the same ads on every page that I went to. Like, hey, you need a trophy? It's over here. Same friggin' website. It's like, I already bought the trophy.
Here's an example. So, the other day, we're talking about Steve's brother, who's an NFL ref. And,
right.
and then Ted always makes a joke about Rob Lowe, who showed up at a football game
right.
wearing NFL an NFL hat.
Just the NFL.
So my question was, could you go to NFL.com
no.
and actually get an NFL hat with just the logo, like no team?
Right. Because
when you go to apparel, it's all
team.
By
yeah.
team. So
right.
where do I find an actual NFL hat? Well, I did find the damn thing. And then for 4 days after that, I got nothing but ads for that Rob Lowe NFL hat.
Well, how much was it? Why didn't you get it?
I was curious just to see if NFL gear existed. You know what I mean? Like, just with the logo of, you know.
Show up in a referee jersey.
I like what this guy here says. It says, I needed one toilet seat. I'm not a toilet seat collector.
Exactly.
So now NFL.com sends me an email every day.
Right. She wants this hat yet?
You think about it some more? You sleep on that? You want it today?
We sent it to you.
Right.
I hope you plan on paying.
Come on. You know you want this hat. It's a great hat.
It's a great hat.
We're outside of your house.
Like, seriously.
A study analyzed posts and reactions for more than a dozen sports to determine which one had the angriest fans on Twitter. And lucky for you guys, I have the top 10 angriest sports fans on Twitter based on the sport. So what do you guys think would be on this list?
I am saying this list is crap, by the way. But
okay. Why is that?
I'll tell you after you explain the list.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm going to say football would be the angriest.
Okay.
Only because one of the differences in football, there's so much non-action. You okay. have more time to stew about your perceived injustice about what just happened.
Right. Okay. That's fair. Ted, what are you thinking? What's up there?
It's not football. I will say this. I believe it has to do with age of people on the internet.
Okay. So here are the top sports with the angriest fans on social media.
But explain the algorithm here.
The algorithm?
The algorithm is based on emojis.
Oh.
So in other words, smiley faces, angry red, pissed off dude.
Okay.
So then, that's how they built. They kind of looked for that as far as tweets about your teams. Right?
And I would change it to NBA and MMA.
For example, if you're a Las Vegas Raider fan, last year you would have shown a lot of angry emojis in the fourth quarter.
Sure.
All right.
Gotcha.
Okay. That would make you an angry football fan. Where if you were to put smiley faces up, right. you might be a Buccaneer fan. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they broke it down by tweets about sports and then what
with
emojis
right.
showed up within them. So I understand that.
So a couple honorable mentions here. Number 13 is cricket with 4% of people's tweets being in the negative light.
Cricket fans don't like emojis. I know this.
Okay.
Tennis. Actually, I'm really back into emojis.
Yeah, I'm getting into it too.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time there where dudes really weren't allowed to use emojis, and I feel like that time's going away.
I just love that crying, I'm laughing so much.
Hell yeah, that's my favorite one.
I hate having to end everything sarcastic with ha-ha.
Right.
Like, here's me laughing.
Right.
Here's me joking, this is a joke.
Number 12 is tennis with 8%. And then there is a tie for 10th place between the NBA and rugby at 9%.
Okay.
I feel like if you're a rugby fan, you're probably not a big emoji user, but all right.
Right.
That's a good point.
That's all. I mean, I believe they're an angry group, but if it's based on emojis, then no.
The little rugby that I've watched, there's not much aggression amongst the fans other than just rallying for your fan base.
Sure.
There's not a whole lot of why didn't you call this, why didn't you call that. It's actually run fairly well.
It is. It's
so, rugby's one of those sports where, like, you beat the crap out of each other, then you go to the bar together.
Sure.
So you would think their fans would be like, they suck today, but all right, let's go get a pint.
Right. Exactly. Number 9, as far as the sports with the angriest fans on social media, would be cycling. 11% using that angry emotion.
Really?
I didn't really think
why
about
do
that.
I like this sport? Why am I watching this?
We have a three-way tie. The NHL, F1, and competitive darts are all tied at 13%.
Wow. Okay. Competitive darts.
Competitive darts has gotten huge in England in the last, like, 10 years.
Really?
Oh, I do love massive. Playing darts, man.
Are you any good?
I used to be when there was a dartboard up all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, all it takes is a little bit of time, and I can... It's like a pool table. If I had one, I'd be much better.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can play, but not at the level. If I had a pool table, I'd be shooting all the time.
Mm-hmm. Sports with the angriest fans on social media, number 5 at 19%, boxing.
That's fair.
Well, it's an aggressive sport.
It is.
Yeah, with boxing, I feel like you're probably angrier at the...
Judging.
At the judging or the matchup. But generally, you're going to have a clear winner or loser.
Yeah.
Right.
Generally. That's why the judges piss people off so much.
Right. Don't let it go to the cards.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Right.
Oh, they'll tell you that.
Beat them or don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 4, we finally see the NFL at 21%.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sports with the angriest fans on social media. Number 3, the MLB at 26% being angry.
Depends on your team, apparently.
Right. Yeah. I know which teams are not the angriest.
I know what I'm a fan of, and I get angry all the time.
Yeah, see, I still think that's an age thing. Like, MLB just generally has an older fan base.
Right. Yeah, very true.
Well, and you're right, Ted. The older that people get, they seem to really, really enjoy the emojis, especially that angry button. They want people to know that they're angry.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what? I'm opening the Twitters.
That's right.
You're going to let them know how I feel. They're going to change their ways.
I have a cousin who's one of the nicest people to meet. But on social media, he is angry. Angry.
Where he gets it.
Big baseball
fan.
He's
been keeping it all in.
Sports with the angriest fans on social media, number 2 at 28% is soccer.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Any guesses on what the number 1 answer is? Miles, I know you already know.
I know.
I told him.
You told him. Mr. Hill, do you have any guesses on what that number 1 answer is? It is down to you, sir.
Golf.
This is... the sport with the angriest fans on social media. 2 out of the 3 know it. And now 3 out of the 3 know it. Yes, it is golf.
It's all right. Golf.
42% of all tweets about golf are classified as angry comments.
Okay. Well, I know why. What? And the reason is because you can play that sport. I can't play NFL football.
Right.
I can't even play college football, high school football. I can't do any of that. I can't play Major League Baseball. I'm a fan of the team. But as far as the emoji goes, I follow a lot of stuff on golf, right?
Okay.
So most of the time they're showing... not the highlights, but the lowlights. Guys missing putts.
That is true.
Guys golf shows lowlights. And people can relate to that because golf is frustrating and hard. So they did the same thing because they suck. You're watching a pro do and you're like, oh my God. So the emoji you put down is not reflected on the fact that you're angry. It's just like, I was angry when I did it last weekend. And I do this because I suck and golf is hard. These guys make it easy typically, but when you watch the highlights.
No matter what, if there's a water hazard, I'm fine.
And they F up, you go to yourself, that's me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's why you're angry.
Not bad, Mom.
You're forced to relive your suckiness.
Exactly.
Every time.
You're forced to realize why you lost $20 to your jerkhead friend.
Find a nickel for every time.
Exactly. Like, I 3-putt all the time. This guy's all pissed off.
Yeah. A train in London suffered a short delay, and you'll never guess why.
Why?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now to meet.